Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Welcome to Garden America, the country's most listened to gardening program. Join us every weekend at this time for a growing experience. This is your opportunity to hear the latest plant news and speak with our garden experts and guests as we discuss landscaping, horticulture, in fact, anything that has to do with today's gardening lifestyle. Whether you have a green thumb or just a beginning gardener, Garden America is the program that will keep you one step ahead of the game. The phone lines are open right now at 1-866-606-TALK. That's 1-866-606-8255. Now, here's Brian Main, Sharon Asakawa, and John Bagnasco on the Garden America Radio Network.
And here we go again. Happy Saturday morning here. We are back on the air. Your friends here on Garden America on BizTalk Radio. John Bagnasco, Brian Main, Sharon Asakawa at 870-330-4930. That's 870-330-4930. Second to last show, John. Well, not forever, but until
we go to Europe.
Until we go to Europe. One more show tomorrow, then we are off for 2 weeks. You will hear replays. We've gone through all the shows and are giving you only the best replays, the best of while we're gone.
Right, the best of the last 2 weeks.
Don't you like that? Exactly. So anyway, thank you for being there. 870-330-4930 or John at GardenAmerica.com for your questions and comments.
We have a lot of listeners going with us. I wish everybody could come.
We do.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
We do. I just posted something on Facebook letting people know
Sharon's,
what's going on.
Sharon is giddy already.
She is giddy. She waltzed in here this morning.
She did. Tripping the light fandango.
Yes. Well, not the tango, but yes.
No, fandango.
Fandango.
All right.
Tripping the light fantango. That'd be something
fantango,
else.
Fantango, right. Yeah.
That was a whiter shade of pale, right? Or no, what was?
Procol Harum. Trip the light, fantastic. Yeah.
Fandango, yeah.
Fandango. That was, wasn't Conquistador. It was the other one, anyway.
Whiter shade of
whiter
pale.
Whiter shade of pale. Wow, look at you. Yeah, you know what? Coffee, right?
Coffee helps.
Yes.
It's all that's getting me through.
I like it when John can answer music questions that I have. That's great. I couldn't think of that.
That was impressive.
That was very impressive, John.
Yeah. Well, for those of our listeners who are wondering why we're making a big deal about John drinking coffee, is because on his special diet, he's been off caffeine, but now because he has so many things to do and so little time, as all
February.
Three of us. He is back on caffeine for a while.
Now I feel fat. I don't know what it is. I feel fat this morning.
You feel fat?
I think I'm retaining water.
You look a little chubby.
Yeah. I heard a new phrase. I think it was a Mother's Day ad about all the quotes that mothers say to their children. And one of them was, "You look a little meaty today."
A little meaty.
Meaty, yes.
Mm-hmm, meaty. All okay. Right. That's like saying, "Boy, look at her. She's healthy." That's a healthy girl, healthy guy. Anyway, well, so you're down to your fighting weight now, right, John? You can have fun now when we're in Europe. You can eat what you want.
Lost 25 pounds.
25?
Yeah. Oh, I see. I see a lot
25
of...
25 pounds.
Oh, I see a lot of baguettes and fromage in your diet.
Do you see 25 pounds that came off of him? I don't really.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
I can see my toes again.
Well, that's got to help. Do they look like you remember?
Well, I needed to cut my toenails. And
yeah,
that,
yeah.
That was nice to find that out.
That's good. That's good, John. Plus, the fact now you can change your plans because at first you was going to buy two seats, but now you're down to one seat in the plane.
I don't need the extension on the
seatbelt.
Beautiful,
beautiful, beautiful.
And I didn't have to buy a new wardrobe. I can wear what I wore last year when we went to Italy.
That's right. And remember that picture we took of you with your bag flung over your shoulder, that modeling picture? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, my daughter took that picture.
Yeah, it was a
stealth shot.
It was a stealth. Sharon, so are you sure? Are you ready, Sharon? I mean, if we left today, could you go if we had to leave?
Oh,
today?
Sure.
See,
absolutely.
She's ready. You know what? Pack light.
Sharon always packs light. Now,
she is
a traveler. I wish that I could convince my wife, just bring one of whatever Sharon does, and that's it.
I think I might be the one starting to overpack. I did laundry last night, did all my jeans and shirts, and Dana says, you can bring all that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
My wife and daughter always overpack. You know, and then last year...
Of course, that's the reason why your wife and daughter always look so beautiful and impeccably dressed.
I guess there's a trade-off.
Yes.
But last year, my wife's luggage didn't show up until, what, 4 days into the trip, Brian? 4 or 5 days into the trip?
Yes, they sent her bag to where? Or do we know?
I don't know.
It took about 3 or 4 days, right?
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Fortunately, she was able to wear some of my daughter's clothes.
Good.
And she had packed a few things.
Well, what I'm doing.
But I told her, I said, you know, that's God punishing you for overpacking. Next time, don't do that.
Oh, my gosh, the empathy. That must have really gone over well.
Yeah, I know. It's in the Bible. God spends a lot of time punishing people for that.
You had a very lonely rest of the garden
for overpacking.
Tour, I think
it's in both Leviticus and Deuteronomy.
It is Old Testament when it was spite, yes. What was I going to say about packing? I don't know. I forget.
Except that you think you're going to be the overpacker.
I'm going to reevaluate.
Yeah,
I just wanted to get things out, get things washed, and then decide from there.
You know, definitely get things washed. That's a good idea.
I did. Everything's washed and ready to go.
All right. You know, speaking
of John, tell Sharon about the weather.
Oh, in Bellagio, they've gone through a week of absolutely beautiful weather. The day we get there, it starts raining for an entire week. So bring an umbrella.
But that's okay. You know what? Whenever I'm with you guys, it's always
the sun's
sunny.
Always shining.
Yes.
Right?
And
yes.
It'll be good. It's a garden tour, so we'll see plants in full bloom and looking good. It's springtime. So
I've heard that that Paris, anyway, has had an unusually cool spring.
Yes.
And that everything is a little late in flowering.
Okay.
So I know
that's good news.
That is good.
Yeah, and someone was telling me that the Roserie de l'Ille, which is one of the world's most famous rose gardens, has a lot of older roses in it. They thought that would be in peak bloom, but Bagatelle may be a week later. I don't know.
And where's that located?
They're both around Paris.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah, we'll be. You're not going to Paris, but
no. You're
going to be with us in the south
of France. Right, Nice and Monaco.
And so the weather should be warmer down there, so
right. They
should be a little bit
You know,
ahead.
Somebody told me, remember I told you about that succulent garden last week?
Right.
Overlooked the cliffs. So she was there the first time, and it was beautiful. You could see the Mediterranean. It was just gorgeous. You could see it forever. So the next time she was there, she had a girlfriend with her. She said, we got to go see this garden, and you've got to look at this view. It's amazing. Yeah, fogged in. Completely different. Couldn't see a thing. Fog almost all day.
That happens.
But it's a beautiful part of the country.
You know, obviously. You're talking about packing.
Yes.
And Monday is the last day for me packing vegetables to ship out.
Right.
It's I'm going to close our store while we're gone since there's no one to mail things out. So I've already closed our Amazon store, our eBay store, and most of the items on all our cactus and succulents are closed down. We're not going to reopen again until the end of May.
Did you put some cute little sign up
kind of
tilted that says closed till May?
No, I couldn't figure out how to do that. I did try.
You know what I'm talking about.
I do know what you're talking about.
Just like you like to get creative with a new
However, I know Sharon's going to get upset with me for saying this, but
Look at that. Look at the disclaimer right off the bat.
I know.
Well, she always goes,
why don't you just put on your filters and, you know, don't even have
look,
to
he's got a clipboard.
Give me a forewarning about this.
You got a little string attached with a pencil on that?
I did. We do have a few tomatoes and vegetables left to ship. So I don't want to encourage a lot of orders, but if you haven't ordered your grafted vegetables yet and you do go online today and get them ordered, I will ship those out to you on Monday because Monday is absolutely the last day of shipping for the year. And we do have Virginia Sweets tomatoes. I know everybody we did sell out. It was our number one selling tomato this year, but we did get some in late. And I have a few left, so if you order that, you'll get it. And then on the meatball eggplant that we were talking about, I left it up for people to order, but there's only three plants left.
So first come, first served.
So, yeah, I'm going to watch orders during the show, and as soon as those three plants are ordered, I'm going to take it down. But meatball is the one that Burpee had this year that offered is a really thick, meaty eggplant. So
doesn't like a good, thick, meaty eggplant?
That's right, and it's an exclusive for us. So anyway, if you need your vegetables, go ahead and order them now.
Just noticed on Facebook, somebody said, I'm packed. Somebody that's going with us, I'm packed, ready to go.
All right.
We'll keep names, you know.
So GardenAmerica.com, Brian. Today's the last day to order.
Okay, GardenAmerica.com. Today, the last day to order. We'll keep track of that as the show progresses. We're going to take a break, come back with the quote of the week, and then our guest is standing by here. On BizTalk Radio, Brian Main, John Begnasco, Sharon Asakawa, 870-330-4930, or John@GardenAmerica.com. Questions and comments. We've got to step aside. Coming right back. Stay with us. Got a great show lined up. Thank you for being right there.
Nourish your landscape this spring with Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for a season of abundant green. Hi, this is John Begnasco from Garden America. And with the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. For our plants and lawns, we need to make sure to provide a way to replace what's being consumed from the soil. Nutrient-rich Milorganite helps feed the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The organic nitrogen in Milorganite is slow release and won't burn plants or your lawn even during drought conditions, and remains in the soil until the conditions are right for plant growth. Plus, the non-staining iron promotes deep green growth for a lush lawn you've dreamed of with less mowing. Remember, a well-maintained fertilized lawn is better for the environment and reduces weed problems. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite. For better results, naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow. With Bonnie.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988. BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Garden America with Brian, Sharon, and John. The phone lines are open right now at 1-866-606-TALK. That's 1-866-606-8255.
Twenty-two minutes after the hour on your Saturday morning. Thank you for joining us here back with Garden America on BizTalk Radio, 870-330-4930, john@gardenamerica.com. Your questions, comments. Guest is standing by, but first of all, got to get that all-important quote of the week with John Bagnasco.
You know, I can't wait to hear your bumper music for tomorrow because it's Mother's Day, and I know how you always pick theme music, so a lot of songs that have mothers in them,
well,
right?
I think I'm held hostage to what we have in the computer, but I'll do my best.
All right. And since it is Mother's Day, I found this quote that said, "Mama was my greatest teacher, a teacher of compassion, love, and fearlessness. If love is sweet as a flower, then my mother is that sweet flower of love." That was by Stevie Wonder.
Really?
Yeah.
Very nice quote. Speaking of that, you might hear a little country tomorrow if we're going to do the mom theme, because a bunch of names with mothers in it just came to mind.
Or you could have play something by the Mamas and the Papas.
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing,
that's
the Mamas
true.
And
All
the
right.
Papas.
There you go. So we're wide open. Sharon, I'm going to toss to you, and we're going to get this interview rolling.
Well, we've had Patrick Ryan on before. He's a friend of ours, as well as quite the active horticulturalist. He works at the Alaska Botanical Gardens in the Education and Outreach Program. He's a coordinator for that. And although I've not been to that garden, were you able to go there? Of course, even if you did go, it was in the dead of winter. So
yeah, January in Fairbanks is not a good time to look
right.
at gardens anywhere.
Right. Well, but Pat is here to tell us what's happening at the Alaska Botanical Gardens, as well as some garden tips, because he was telling me that Alaska had a very mild winter this year, and they had a little bit of a drought condition, too.
It was so only 50 below, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. So, Pat, welcome back to the show. It's good to have you on again.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. Yeah,
so tell
it's
us.
About 40 degrees here, a beautiful and sunny day.
All right. So what's going on over at the Alaska Botanical Garden, and what are you guys getting ready for? I know you've got some great programs there. You work for the Junior Master Gardener program as well.
That's my big thing for the summer, and we're gearing up for that. We've got several dozen kids signed up, I think, and we're still recruiting, so that goes on for a while. But at the garden, like I say, with no snow cover, really, we had about 8 inches of snow on March 19th, the first day of spring, and that was the most we had all winter. So like last year, we had a lot of freezing and thawing and plants frost heave out of the ground, and they don't know what to do. They start to grow, and then they get frozen again. This year, we did not have that. We hardly had anything near zero. And we actually had a little bit of rain yesterday, but really, really dry. And that seems to be all along the West Coast there. But
yes.
Spring, wherever you live, is very, very welcome. And we are happy to see everything popping up. We've got so many plants. You guys would appreciate this, especially in our new rock garden area, a lot of our little alpine plants and succulents. And we put in 13 new troughs last year. And, oh, there's so many little saxifrages blooming in there, and a passiflower is blooming, and primroses are up. The Himalayan blue poppies are up about a foot. And so
everything looks like it's doing well. I was going to ask you about that. That's one of my favorite flowers because, well, first of all, the color is so intensely blue. It's such a beautiful, beautiful flower. And, of course, you know, as a gardener who lives in the Southern California area, it's not exactly the ideal habitat for a Himalayan blue poppy. So we always want what we can't grow, I think.
We call that zone envy.
Right, zone envy, right, yeah. Right. Yeah. So,
tells you right there.
So, tell us about the botanical garden. I know it's on about 110 acres.
Yeah. Well,
and it's an acreage, right?
Yeah, it is. We've got about 80 acres fenced in, and we do get visitors outside the fence. We're pretty heavily trafficked with moose. We want to keep them out. So that's good. Haven't really seen any bears yet, but they can get in under the fence, but haven't had a problem with that. But we've been doing school tours already. Kids are coming at the we're wrapping up school here. And so I either go into schools with tours, with lessons, or we bring them out to the garden. So I really encourage it to be a four-season garden. If people come now and see just a few things popping up, but then come back in July, like you would not even know it's the same place.
Oh,
quite a change.
Sounds wonderful. And it definitely is on my list, Pat, to go visit Alaska Botanical Garden. And as John said, it is located in Anchorage, so that's a very accessible city to go to.
It's pretty civilized, and John was in Fairbanks in January, I think, so
yes,
we won't do that to him again. So we had Rosalind Creasy came up last summer and did a talk.
Oh, really?
She was up with her family on a trip anyway, and she tagged on a little talk. And Renee Shepherd is coming up this summer just for the talk. So she's so nice and donates plants to our school programs. And so we're really happy to get her up here. I was just looking at some of my figures here. We have where I go into schools and do a lesson. I have served since January over 2,000 kids. Schools in the garden, we've done about a field trip to the garden, about 350 kids. And our 21st Century After School program has served over 600 kids. And these are programs that are pretty much in depth with the things I mentioned, the worm soil and composting, Alaska plants and trees. And the kids love the worms, of course, so that's easy.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Pat, what do you find that the level of interest is in the children that attend the garden? I mean, I've always told Brian that I didn't even know where I was until I was 6 years old. So, like, what's their attention span? I mean, does it begin at a certain age? Do you notice that they become more interested in what you're talking about? And maybe up until that age, they just need to be entertained?
Yeah. We have some preschool kids out, and it's only good for about an hour with them for the attention span. But if we can work in digging in the dirt, that's really good. The second and third graders on up, really, once you get kids outdoors, it's a whole new thing. There's so much to see and do. There's no reason ever to be bored, because look what's happening in nature. The trees are leafing out, and bugs are appearing, and birds are singing, and it's just an amazing world out there if you'll open your eyes and open your ears. So,
well, we got to take a We've got to take a break, Pat, but as soon as we come back, we'll finish up this talk with Pat Ryan from the Alaskan Botanic Garden.
You betcha. And the lines are open. Questions, comments, 870-330-4930 or john@gardenamerica.com on this Saturday. Thank you for joining us. Sharon Asakawa, John Vagnasco, I'm Brian Main. It is Biz Talk Radio, and you're tuned in to the Garden America Radio Show. Coming right back.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Are you getting the best results out of your garden? John and Bob's Smart Soil Solutions is mixed, optimized, maximized, and nourished by a salt to create Blend. Blend is an economically convenient way to organically improve your soil. Garden America listeners can go to johnandbobs.com and use the discount code GARDEN20. That's GARDEN20 for a 20% discount on all their products, plus free shipping on orders over $80. At John and Bob's, they focus on soil life, the key to garden without chemicals and toxic products.
Visit johnandbobs.com.
I'm Dr. Harry Anderson.
And I'm Penny Gilley.
I've been helping you with your nutritional needs for over 44 years. Now I want to introduce you to my wellness formula for yourself that will help you have more energy, alertness, and focus.
Plus, it's all natural. Try Total People Plus today and see for yourself. Go to pennygilley.com. Learn, relax, focus, excel. Total People Plus.
Let 2016 be the year you take care of yourself. All natural, caffeine and gluten free, $35 for 180 capsules. Recommending 4 per day will last 6 weeks. For a limited time, get free shipping by mentioning promo code Penny. To order, call 817-470-4653 or go to pennygilley.com. That's 817-470-4653 or pennygilley.com. Order today.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Garden America with Brian, Sharon, and John. The phone lines are open right now at 1-866-606-TALK. That's 1-866-606-8255.
Six minutes after the hour, your Saturday morning here with your friends on Garden America. John Bagnasco, Sharon Asakawa, Brian Main. Open for business. Lines open at 870-330-4930. John at GardenAmerica.com. Sharon?
We are talking to Pat Ryan, who's telling us all about the Alaska Botanical Gardens, located in Anchorage, Alaska, and talking about, among many other things, the attention span of the youngsters. And,
yeah, we had to cut Pat off right there at the end, but I thought that was interesting.
Did you lose your attention span?
No. I think I lasted longer than the preschoolers he was talking about.
Well,
but it is a good thing this show is only an hour now that you mention it.
Right. Well, I do think, though, that for a preschooler to have an attention span of 1 hour is very good. I mean, that's aren't they saying that most adults, you know, when they're on their – because they're on so many electronic devices, do not have very long attention spans anymore?
That could be.
So, Pat, let's before we say goodbye to you, let's talk a little bit more about well, the one thing I wanted to talk about, because you did mention trough gardening, is that because of you, John and I and Robin Foreman, when we worked on our succulent design book, we were inspired to do a how-to on troughs. And is that something that you still do with the school-age children?
I do. I do that in my summer camp, and I always make a couple extra for myself. And right now I've got one little tiny, just hot pink primrose blooming. It's just very small. I've got some bulbs planted in a little pushkinia, and I just got a small Jacob's ladder. But again, I leave them outside in the winter, and they wintered over with no snow cover. I usually shovel snow on them, and they made it. Hey, I've got to tell you, I'm on my back deck looking out my Nanking cherry, Prunus tomentosa, full bloom, beautiful.
Oh.
We're going to have lots of cherries this year, and our forsythia are blooming everywhere around town. I've got four stellar jays flying around here getting their peanuts that I put out, and chickadees and nuthatches, and my yard is a certified wildlife habitat. Heated dog dish for water, so I have lots of company here, so, you know, it's just, life is good. It's just beautiful out here.
Sounds like paradise.
I wanted to comment on your little rose garden article on your page. That was really, really nice. Thanks a lot.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, Pat's referring to the feature that I wrote for the Mother's Day issue of our online newsletter. And the title is, He Never Promised Me a Rose Garden. And all about my husband, Bruce, and what he did do for me, even though he didn't promise it for me.
Very
I got
nice.
My way.
You know, back to the kid thing, too.
Yes.
With kids, I have a rule. I call them Ryan's Rules, like for a garden.
Yeah.
Start small, grow what you like, don't plant the whole thing, and read the packet. And you can start anything like an old recycled produce container, but you got to get kids involved with this stuff and start early because it's a little miracle that happens right there when a seed pops up. I'm looking at some lettuce just popping up on my deck here in a window box, and you know, if they can be a part of that, it'll get them hooked.
And I think you're doing a great job at that. And for our listeners out there, if you're ever thinking of visiting Alaska, do make sure that you put on your list the Alaska Botanical Garden and look up Pat Ryan, see if he's wandering around there with a whole group of children like the Pied Piper. So, Pat, as
and
always... Yeah, and a guitar. That's right. I forgot you're a musician. And so during the winter months, you have gigs.
I do. We're heading off to Talkeetna, Alaska today and playing the Clean Air Challenge and the Lung Association event up there. Very, very nice. And you have your next guest, Pat Stone, is a fellow musician friend. We make music at the Garden Writers together. So,
do you really? I did not know that. We'll have to talk to Pat about that tomorrow. So once
again, the third member.
So, Pat, thanks so much for being on our program. And one of these days, John, Brian, and I are going to have to make that trip to Alaska, visit you, and maybe we can help participate in the trough making project because it's so much fun to get your hands into that mixture.
What about we put together an Alaskan cruise?
That's what I was thinking. Wouldn't that be fun?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Right. Great gardens to show you.
All right. That would be fantastic. Take care, Pat.
All right.
I've done one of the Alaska cruises before. Unbelievable.
Okay,
it's just
so
unbelievable.
All right. Now, speaking of overcast days, each time I've been to Alaska, I want to go to Denali. I want to see it.
Sounds like Bigfoot is entering.
you're pounding. You're making a point.
It's on my list, and each time it's been so overcast that you just can't see anything.
To where now? When you
Denali.
Okay.
All right.
You know what the most amazing part of that trip was? Because we did make little stops here and there, but we pulled into this one place where the glaciers were breaking off.
Isn't that amazing?
It's like thunder.
Yeah.
Ba-boom.
Right.
It's just beautiful, though. You get up early in the morning, and you can see the dolphins, you know, and the whales right next to the boat. It's a fantastic trip, that Alaska cruise.
Hey, you know, I quickly wanted to bring up, Pat was referring to the article that Sharon wrote in this week's newsletter. And if you are not currently signed up for our newsletter, all you have to do is go to GardenAmerica.com. In the upper right-hand corner, it says sign up for newsletter. And if you simply put in your email address, we'll send it to you every Friday. And one of the reasons I wanted to point that out is while we are gone, the newsletter that comes out on May 20th, I've already finished. And we do have Pat's article on making a hyper tufa tub in that newsletter, Sharon.
Oh, good.
So... yeah, that was, I don't know how that happened to come up that way, but it's there. So all the instructions are there, and if you want to get them, just make sure that you sign up now. And Brian always wants me to make everyone aware that we never sell your information.
Unless the price is right.
Well, we really don't know how to sell your information. No, we're still looking into
it. It's protected, trust us. Yeah.
Yeah, no one will get your email address from us.
No, not us. All right, 43 minutes after the hour, 870-330-4930, john@gardenamerica.com. Any emails, John, to share?
I don't think so, no.
Wow, okay.
No, but if you do want to send an email, all you got to do is send it to john@gardenamerica.com with any gardening question. And remember, this is your last chance to get a question answered today and tomorrow.
Right. Because
until the end of the month.
2 weeks after that, we are going to be off in Europe. Switzerland, south of France, northern Italy. So when you do hear the shows next couple of weeks, they'll be pre-recorded. But again, sometimes it's good to hear things that you've missed or want to hear things again.
Well, you were mentioning off-air, Brian, that you have started to set out your clothes to determine what's going to go in that suitcase and what is not. Did you pack the lederhosen?
You know what, Sharon?
Yes.
You're going to like it because
I am.
Well, because they're small, they're very tight. And I was going to exchange them for one fit, and I thought, Sharon might like these. So I'm going to keep the small ones.
Brian and I, before you got here, we were talking about how many pairs of underwear we were going to bring.
Oh, no. Now, this is too much information.
And I told them that we need three because you need one per week. And then if something happens, right. you need
Another
a spare
one.
Just in case.
That's how guys think. Do you have a problem with that, Sharon?
Okay. All right. No. And then there's also the turning them inside out routine, correct?
See? Look at that.
Yeah.
Didn't think of that, did you, John? So, you know what? Now we're down to two.
What about wearing them backwards?
See?
Oh my gosh. Good. Oh, we are really, really digressing here.
So for those of you that are going on the trip, this is just a taste of what you can expect.
Well, speaking of trips.
You know, Shannon was disappointed with some of the information we got about our tour.
Really?
For some reason, she assumed we were going to have a cooking class in France.
Oh.
And the cooking class is actually the first night we get there, and it's going to be learning how to make gnocchi.
Oh, which she already knows.
Which she already knows.
Yes.
So she was a little disappointed.
Well, maybe she can be one of the helpers.
I was going to say, she can pitch in.
I told her, I said, you know, for as often as you cook, really doesn't make any difference.
Oh.
She's a fantastic cook, and she used to cook a lot, but since the kids have grown up and she works full time.
Yes.
I make all the dinners now.
You do?
Oh, yeah. I make great dinner sandwiches. In the morning, I can...
Peanut butter jelly. I remember that.
Make cereal.
We're going to talk about the way you make your tuna sandwiches, though.
And we'll talk about the Cuba trip.
Yes, absolutely. A lot to get to with one more segment to go, but time for your calls. Questions, comments at 870-330-4930. Or John at GardenAmerica.com on this Saturday morning. One more segment. Stay right there. We are coming right back.
Your citrus trees could be under attack from the Asian citrus psyllid, which can spread the virus that causes the deadly citrus greening disease. Stop the madness with Bayer Advanced Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control. The mix and pour application protects citrus trees against the Asian citrus psyllid and other destructive pests. Help stop the Asian citrus psyllid from spreading the virus that causes the citrus greening disease on your citrus trees. Bayer Advanced Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control. Get more from the blue bottle. BearAdvance.com. Always read and follow label directions.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow with Bonnie.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-2017. That's 800-600-2017. 800-600-2017.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Garden America with Brian, Sharon, and John. The phone lines are open right now at 1-866-606-TALK. That's 1-866-606-8255.
All right, final segment on this Saturday morning. Your friends here, John Bagnasco, Sharon Asakawa. I'm Brian Main. BizTalk Radio, Garden America, 870-330-4930. John at GardenAmerica.com. And again, final segment, but tomorrow our final show for a couple of weeks, and that's going to be 2 hours. And that's going to be with us, and then off to New York and then Europe. Brief stopover in New York.
Right, yeah.
Not that we're taking a tour.
I think we just changed planes, right?
Yes, we do.
That's all. I remember last time getting there. You know, it worked out good. We weren't there too long. It was just about on the same schedule this year as we were last year, flight-wise.
I'm trying to remember. I think I may have upgraded my seats.
Really? What, are you first class now?
No.
Are you too good for us?
For extra leg room?
No.
Is it economy plus?
No, just because the aisle seats were taken up and... You know, there were some aisle seats open, but you had to pay more to get the aisle seat. It's just, it's the same as amount of room as the other seats. It's just, you got to pay an extra.
You know, I think that's one thing I'm going to look at when I get home.
We'll $29 if you want the aisle seat.
Look at our tickets and see where we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because one thing I hate on a long flight is being stuck in and having to wake up the person next to you to get out.
Right.
I know what you're thinking of, too, the Seinfeld episode and Elaine.
That's right.
We're stuck right in the middle on that flight.
Well, speaking of travel, I did want to mention the fact that I believe we still have room for the Gardens of Cuba tour, which is going to be taking place.
I'm really excited about that, Sharon.
I know. October 15th to the 23rd. And you mentioned that, although I wasn't here last weekend, you were talking to Norris, who is from the Fairchild Gardens.
Yeah, Norris Ledesma is in charge of their tropical fruits, I believe.
Yes.
And her specialty is mangoes. Did you know there's 650 varieties of mango?
I did not know that. And they're going to have, I think, a mango festival.
In July.
Yeah.
And the focus of the festival is the mangoes of Cuba.
Yes.
Yeah. So, by coincidence,
she will talk a little bit about the mangoes of Cuba.
She was really excited about it. And she was also talking about new ways of using mangoes, that a lot of the Asian countries use them green in chutneys.
In chutneys, right.
And so there's mangoes that are good for that. There's fiberless mangoes. There's dwarf mangoes. There's tall mangoes. There's small fruit. There's large fruit. There's different colored fruit. It's just amazing about all the breeding work going on. And what I was really interested in was mangoes for cooler climates. Because, you know, Southern California is not ideal mango weather, but there are new varieties now that produce very reliably here. And she said that there's a small mango industry in Southern California right now. So that was interesting to learn.
That is indeed. So, if you're interested in the Gardens of Cuba tour, which John and I will be hosting and leading on October 15th through the 23rd, then either go to our website or you can go to Earthbound Expeditions to get a full itinerary. And the pre-tour extension is going to be in Miami visiting the botanical gardens. So do check that out. But it's going to be a wonderful tour. And I think we are only going to be able to take fewer people than
27.
27. Okay.
Yeah, to Europe we have 40 people going with us, but because of the limited facilities in Cuba,
right,
we can only take smaller groups. And I'm really interested because I heard a lot of our meals are going to be in people's homes.
Which is, you know, it's a lovely way to actually get to know people and to see how they live. We did that in China, and it was very engaging. It was lovely. It was really nice. I mean, these are not, you know, palatial estates or anything like that. They're just normal people.
Hovels.
They're not hovels either. They're just normal people, you know, opening up their homes to the travelers. And it's nice. It's nice to have a home-cooked meal no matter where you are.
Yeah, no, I think we're staying in the famous hotel that was featured in The Godfather. When we're in Havana.
Oh, my gosh.
And we'll get to see the old cars.
Fredo, you broke my heart.
We'll be going to orchid gardens. We'll be going to organic vegetable farms. So if you're at all interested in either the Cuban culture or tropical plants, for sure, definitely want to go to GardenAmerica.com. And the very first item on the homepage is information about our trip to Cuba.
You know, this is fast becoming the new hip place to go. Everybody's going down there now.
Well, and the phrase frozen in time keeps popping up,
right,
you know, because it has been so closed off all of these years. Yep. And you'll see cars of the vintage,
that's
50s?
And that's all they have, yeah. 60s, all the cab drivers and all the car. Yeah. You're right there, Shin. Frozen in time.
Yeah. So it's a wonderful opportunity. And John did allude to this, but the reason why it's not such a good idea just to book your flight to Cuba, a couple of reasons. One of them is not anybody can go. You have to have, you know, some kind of
special
educational
visa, right,
intent or whatever, which our garden tour is. But also is the limited facilities, because they just have not built out the hotels and infrastructure. So those facilities are rather limited, so you need to go with a tour.
I bet the food is great.
I'm sure.
I bet it's just wonderful.
Just the mangoes alone excites me.
I do like Cuban food.
Bring me back some Cubans, John.
Hey, you know, we're almost done, right?
You got less than a minute. You got something quickly?
Yeah, I did have an email from Dana Monroe.
Well, I don't know who that is.
Dana.
I know Dana Monroe, Maine.
Well, this just says from Dana Monroe.
Uh-oh.
and it says, I'm in for Alaska.
Oh, yeah. She's been wanting to go to Alaska on a cruise for a long time.
And then also from Pat Ryan just said, so much fun chatting with you today. Let's do plan an Alaskan garden tour in July.
Oh,
all right. Well,
yes.
That said, we're going to take some time off until tomorrow. Back here 8 o'clock on the West Coast, 11 a.m. Eastern time zone. Thank you so much for the entire crew. I want to thank David, our director and studio coordinator, Sharon Asakawa, John Begnasco. I'm Brian Main. We'll do it again tomorrow, last time for a couple of weeks. Until then, get growing, America. Take care, and thank you for tuning in to the Garden America Radio Show.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.